Peace Shalom, page 20, we just began on page 19, as we are reading the book again. It's the Hagdama, we're still in the introduction, which is a lot more important than the whole book. The introduction contains a lot of good things.
Now, can you cover both the single men and the married men, since we passed over it last time?
If I have the single book, not today.
So far. No, I mean, when we get to the chapter.
Okay. מטרת ספר זה להאיר לכל אדם את הזכות העצומה ואת הכוח האדיר שיש בידו על מנת לזכות לו ויבנה ביתו לכל העולם כולו. The purpose of this book is to enlighten for each and every one of us the huge זכות that we have, and we're able to give this זכות over also to your family and everyone and to the whole world to live happy life, fixed life, quality life, real life, to live life. והכל עומד על בסיס של נאמנות. And it all begins, it's all based on basis of
faithfulness
and trust, right?
Loyalty.
Hey, that's the better word. ישראלים הם הכי, אין מה. נאמנות אנושית המתחילה מהאהבה בין איש לאשתו. נו, תתרגם. נאמנות אנושית.
Human loyalty.
Right? Which begins with the love that between a man and a woman, married man and woman. And it continues on to your children, if that's what you have, it continues on to your children. And afterwards, slowly expands to the whole chevra. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to everyone, the whole world. Ve'emet, the source of it is loyalty to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the creator of the world. Because he gives us everything, he gives us life, Ashgachat Prati, he's always taking care of us. So of course, that's why this subject that we're dealing with is called Shmirat HaBrit, keeping the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anyone who keeps the Brit, Shmirat HaYesod, in reality keeps right away from it. So he's keeping the covenant between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's building the covenant. Leodia, Ulivada, Shirak, ואח ורק כשהבעל יוצא מדי ארבעה נשים, to announce and that everyone should know that only when the husband goes out of the lust for women, only then he really loves his wife, and only then he really has real shalom bayis. Only then. ההפך מהדעה הרווחת, this is opposite from the common opinion of most of the world, that the more a person has lust to his wife or to women b'chlal, that's the more love there is. It's not true. B'chlal not. Loving is giving. Not giving yourself, giving the other. So if he has lust to his wife, he's loving himself, not loving his wife. Ken? V'zo matarat ha-sefer. And that's the goal of this book, le'arbot shalom bayit Ish ve'ishto, to increase shalom bayis between a woman, a man and a woman, and his wife, ulbater tofa'a ra'a shel ribuy yirushin, and to nullify this horrible epidemic of divorce, uberur shebli tikun habrit shalom habayit hu lo shalom bayit, and it's clear that without tikun habrit, shalom bayis is not really shalom bayis. Ulemaaseh ma sherov ha'anashim mechanim shalom bayit, and practically what most people call shalom bayit is niyuf. First of all, it's niyuf, that there's no connection between the husband and wife. It's only a physical connection. And then, of course, you have to talk about you having holy kids. Right? And there's a whole chapter talking about this. The main reason of divorce, besides money, and also money, and I could prove to you this, mm-hmm. is the lust for women. Because the husband does not work every day to nullify this lust that he has and to guard his eyes, His wife is fighting with him day and night because of this, and she's always sad, and she's always in sorrow, and that's the sin that causes perut, separation between husband and wife. In every fact, in every way, I'm telling you, I know stories. You don't want to know in Beitar, a lot of stories in Beitar, I know. In Haredi world, not talking outside, this outside.
You're talking
outside is b'chaz zevel. Everything is zevel.
What do we hear?
Inside. Because why? And even people think it's a physical, there's a physical problem between the husband and the wife. Klum. I'm telling you, it's all based on Kedusha. The person, the husband has a Kedusha, the wife is happy, he's satisfied, she's happy, and the kids are beautiful, and they have Kedusha, the kids are Kedoshim, they have Nachat from their children. And when not, so no. So we all could decide right now to start working on ourselves, and the Lama Shana, how old we are, and what we went through until now in life.
Things we hear when
we don't want to hear them.
I know what
you mean. I'm not telling you, I just say
it's
I know.
It's not always the husband. You know who's the big fault? The Rabbaniyot.
Rabbaniyot.
Who give lessons, Shalomai, to women that teach them to be.
Yeah, I know. They don't need a Kedusha.
Then they expect the husband not to be looking for
Okay.
Do you want this?
No.
No, you may want to.
We don't want that. That's why I don't want it to be recorded. Okay. The biggest hurt a person can hurt his wife is he walks around with her in the street and he looks at other women. Doesn't matter how. I'll tell you a story. My wife, once I went with her to a wedding. It was a three-section wedding. You heard of those weddings? Emmanuel's having a wedding. A three-section wedding. A section for men, a section for women, a section for. For balagan.
They
had those kind of things. So my wife was, of course, in the women's section. I was in the men's section. Where else would I be? And the woman came from the men, from the mixed section, and she had to stand near my wife. And so I started talking to her. She said, "Oh, you're here alone. Your husband's not here." "No, my husband's here." "Oh, so why are you sitting here? Why are you sitting here?" "I don't want him to look at every woman in the hall. They all dressed so nicely for the wedding, and he needs to look at all of them. No, I want him to look only at me." My wife told him. So she told her, "This is not such a religious woman." She said, "Ah, I wish my husband would look at other women." Nothing to do with Dusha. Nothing to do with Dusha. Stam.
She wished he would look at other women.
She wished he wouldn't look at other women.
Would not.
He always looks at other women. That's a normal thing. You know what I mean? That's normal. People don't even see it as a bayah, as a problem. But the woman always sees it. Doesn't make it easy, but a lot of time in the other world, they don't think there's another option. It's just the way that people are. So. What can we do?
They blame it on different cultures.
Yeah, and that's how it is, and that's it's not
like a bacterial culture. Like a bacterial culture?
No, like a French culture.
Can one a man looks at other women? He looks at other women. Not now. I'm talking about he's trying to guard his eyes and happens to see it. Who looks at other women? Can he looking around? Yeah, he wants to see.
Can
there's no way he loves his wife. It's a lie. He's not loving his wife. He's loving himself. You love your wife, you're a lawyer. And of course his wife's going to tell him, you don't love me. Of course she's going to love. And she's right.
Well, not only that.
And even if he gives her all the money in the world and buys her a fancy car and vacations.
Other women will see that he's looking at other women.
Okay.
And it's embarrassing.
Kitsu, the apostle that says that the taiva, the lust for other women, separates everything. Everything, the whole world is separates. Okay. So what chashuv? Yofi. So that's why I know I teach chatanim also. I teach give adracha for chatanim. It's one of the main things which I talk about with them. There's no way to. Rav Arush always says it. There's no way you can have real shalom bayis and one with your wife, and then if you're not working on diminishing the lust that you have. We have lust. We're men. Fine. No one said. No one blamed you for what you are, but you are blamed for not working. Go work. You have a problem. Go work.
But winning's a major problem. Especially when women come in all these fancy dresses.
You don't go to a wedding. What do you mean? You go to a wedding. Like Yehuda had a wedding. It was beautiful. Nifrad. Most of it was beautiful.